Mobilize, personalize, optimize, and monetize your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome to Mobile Presence. From mobile marketing and messaging to mobile commerce and coupons, and from mobile apps and websites to mobile engagement and loyalty, our hosts bring on expert guests to give you the inside track on the trends, tools, and technologies that matter most. Mobile Presence, where making your brand or business mobile first is our first priority. Now, here are your hosts, Peggy Ann Saltz and Shahab Zaghari.
Welcome to Mobile Presence, presented by Skywire.com. As always, bringing you the people and the companies that matter most in mobile. I'm your host, Shahab Zaghari, with Skywire, a premier business and marketing technology firm that specializes in tools for the hospitality industry.
And I'm Peggy Ann Saltz from Mobile Groove Media, where I provide strategic content marketing, storytelling, and analysis to boost engagement and raise your revenues.
And our guest today is Tina Stock of Yellow Pages, Executive Director of Marketing. Hi, Tina.
Hi, it's nice to meet you. We don't go by the name Yellow Pages nowadays. We go by the name YP, but we do still have that Yellow Pages product. So in case anybody was kind of wondering whatever happened to that, it is still there. It's still very active.
Other than the name change, you know, what else is new with YP?
Well, I'd love to share that with you. So I think everybody knows us because of our 100 years of, you know, helping small businesses and consumers in the local area connecting. Nowadays, we are number 3 in mobile ad revenue, just behind Google and Facebook. I don't think many of your people on the show would know about that. We've had over 10 million downloads of our YP app. It's one of the top-rated apps in the iTunes store. We have over 30 million monthly unique visitors across our mobile web and app. In January, we acquired Sense Network because of its mobile ad targeting capabilities, and we've brought over a large team of data scientists to help us to really optimize our mobile experience, and they formed what we call the YP Mobile Labs, basically just a big brain trust figuring out how to get smarter on mobile and help small businesses get efficient on mobile. And then what most people know us for are we have over 4,000 consultants across the United States helping about about half a million small businesses meet their marketing goals. We help them with both their mobile search, helping them with advertising on Google, on YP, on a full range of the YP local ad network. But we also help them with mobile optimized websites and display advertising. So it's a full range of services that we help small businesses, but always looking at, you know, what's the most efficient way to help a small business meet their customers.
I mean, that's a very different YP than I was even watching last year, to tell you the truth, Tina. And I mean, I've been watching YP for a while since they really, really moved, into advertising and ad networks and being that, you know, successful. I'm just curious, before we start off with sort of the meat of the show here, mentioning that brain trust and what you're sort of learning and advising small business on. I mean, of all the pieces and formats and everything we know about what is included under mobile, is there any area that you sort of focus on or tell them where to focus? Because otherwise you just get lost in a huge technology jungle. Have you had insights from that research or that to share?
So we are putting together all the pieces of the puzzle for small businesses. I think it's pretty typical to expect that a small business perspective and a small business perception of how mobile is going to work is going to be very different than somebody that's a Fortune 50 company. So we do have great relationships with large brands, working with them to figure out what are the right ways to approach mobile and make it scalable so that we can share those learnings and share the experiences with the small businesses. But the main things that we really look at is, how do we take mobile And literally, when we say mobile nowadays, it means something totally different than what it did a decade ago. But how do we take mobile and make that business and consumer interaction more of an integration as opposed to an interruption? Instead of interrupting the consumer experience, instead of making it an intrusion, we're trying to figure out how do we integrate what the consumers are attempting to do and what the small businesses and large businesses are attempting to do with those consumers.
And so when you essentially consult with these companies, what does it mean to be mobile?
So that's a great question. And when we talk to the small businesses, the two things that we bring up to our small business customers is being mobile for them is about being where the consumers are looking. So part of our core strength, and this is actually our history, is when consumers are looking for business, finding the right business based on geography. That's what the Yellow Page is. If you think again, 100 years ago, the Yellow Page was, I'm a consumer sitting in my house looking for a plumber in a general area from where I am. It helps solve that problem. Nowadays, it's the same problem. Consumers are looking for businesses that are geographically relevant to where they are or what they're attempting to do. It's just across a huge diversity of platforms and different ways of doing it. So when we are helping small businesses understand what it means to be mobile nowadays, that's part of what we're doing is helping them to recognize the importance of geography, the importance of immediacy. It's very focused on search, local search, when the consumers are looking for you, making sure that you're there, whether it's on our app or some other place's app, the goal is to help the small business get there. So one way, of course, that we do it, and again, where I think we're most known, is with our local search network, YP.com, the YP app, our owned and operated properties. But we did recently launch a listing pro, which helps small businesses update their business listings across a wide range of properties, including Facebook, Yelp, and Google Maps.
It's interesting. And I think that's really key, integration and not interruption. But we're going to have to take a quick break. So listeners, don't go anywhere. Again, we do have Tina Stock from YP on the line. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
When you started your business, you first listened to your professors. Now that your business is growing and gaining ground, you only seek out professionals. PPC Professionals, an industry leader for highly optimized search marketing campaigns with over 30 years of combined management experience. Our professional approach to every campaign helps you find every avenue of revenue so that you can not only stay ahead of your competitors, but get a return on your investment and increase your bottom line. PPC Professionals, personal, professional, PPC services, ppcprofessionals.com.
Johnson, what's this mantis I keep hearing about? Do we need to call an exterminator?
No, sir. Moby Mantis is our new SMS marketing tool.
SM what?
SMS, text messaging. Moby Mantis lets us communicate directly with our customers in real time. We can send promos, coupons. It even lets our customers market for us by sharing offers with their friends online. It's been great for business.
Sounds expensive.
Actually, I sign us up for an extended free trial. It hasn't cost us a dime.
Good work, Johnson. I guess the only thing we'll be exterminating is the competition.
To get your free extended trial of Moby Mantis, text RADIO to 21691. That's RADIO to 21691 for Moby Mantis.
Hey, this is Danny Sullivan to talk to you about Bruce Clay Incorporated. They've made Inc. Magazine's list of growing private businesses and have exhibited and sponsored at my conferences since the very beginning. You've seen their search engine relationship chart or you've read their SEO code of ethics, so you know they're SEO experts. But did you know they can help you with PPC, web analytics, web design, marketing strategy, promotion, and branding? Yep, get everything you need for success in the online marketplace. You can check it out from the professionals at Bruce Clay Incorporated. For over 10 years with offices worldwide, they've got the answers you need. Check them out today at BruceClay.com.
Mobilizing your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to Mobile Presence, presented by SkyWire.com. I'm Shahab Zaghari.
And I'm Peggy Ann Saltz.
And again, today we have Tina Stock from YP, Executive Director of Marketing. And, you know, today we're essentially talking about, you know, what it means to be mobile, and, you know, how YP is looking at that and how they're consulting with their own clients to get there. So, you know, you mentioned a few times about the new YP app. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah. So YP recently on the YP.com site and then through the App Store has introduced what we call MyBook. This is a tool for consumers to actually customize, and I'll use quotey fingers here to indicate that, you know, I'm using like old school technology and old school words, but basically creating a personalized yellow page experience for themselves. So I'm sure y'all remember going to your mom's house and they'd have that little phone book next to their telephone and they kept all the phone numbers of their plumbers and everybody that they used on a regular basis, that concept of a personal directory. Yeah. We're giving consumers the ability to create that kind of a personal directory using our data. So a digital version of it, just like YP.com has all the data that you would expect to find for the small businesses. So they can make their MyBook. The beauty of it is it's not just about creating that phone book that sits next to my phone, but it's actually creating that directory, that list of phone numbers and contacts, and being able to share them with my community. So I live in a little community with a bunch of other homeowners. We have a homeowners association. We're constantly sharing, what's the name of the guy who did your pool? What's the name of the guy who did something? Give me the contact information. So we're helping consumers kind of create those personalized books. My book, that's exactly why it's called My Book. It's that ability to create those mini books based on your interest and to share them with friends and family and community and create something that's very useful. On the other side of it, and this is, again, I think something that we as a company are uniquely situated to do is, as the consumers are creating those individual directories, as they're creating those My Books, there are businesses that are being put into those collections. And how do the businesses then take, you know, not advantage, but how do businesses then work better with the consumers at that point of inspiration, at the point of interest? And how do we connect those and give them a deeper integration into the consumer experience rather than, again, an interruption? And so that's the point where we're exploring right now, is how do consumers want to interact with the businesses that they're sharing, and how do they want to share that information with their friends and family? And we're really excited to see how this is going to continue to progress and to grow. And again, creating that deeper integration between the consumer experience and then the advertiser's experience.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's amazing, Tina, about you know, the app and the whole idea, because, you know, yes, we do tend to sort of create our own collections. We do it in everything else, in social media, in pictures, and, you know, and we've got, you know, our list in Pinterest or whatever of things we think are cool, and we have businesses that we think are worth recommending. Is there anything around that right now that a business can undertake to be a part of that? I mean, it seems to me it's very consumer driven. Is there anything right now beyond just, you know, hoping that someone will sort of put me in a list, or is there anything they can do to be in a list?
Yeah, so what we're actually starting to do right now is give advertisers like stickers or widgets or different things that they can integrate on their website or their physical presence to let consumers know about My Book and ask the consumers to actually add them to their collection. Mm-hmm. So if you go to adsolutions.yp.com, that's our face to the small businesses. We have a section that's called My Book, and we give them widgets that they can integrate with it. But if you're a business and you know that you have a favored customer who comes in on a regular basis, you're going to want them to add you to that collection, because not only now are you part of their regular interaction, but they have the ability to share it. And I don't know about you, but the number one thing that I hear from small businesses that they rely on are those word of mouth referrals and having their customers tell their friends what an awesome business they are. And this helps to facilitate that.
And, you know, the one thing that I wanted to ask about is, you know, we were talking a little bit before the show, and you mentioned a new case study with Dunkin' Donuts and how they actually tackled mobile. Could you, shine some light on that for us?
Sure. So it was actually kind of an interesting opportunity. So I think all of us that have been in the mobile world for very long have had this scenario where I'm walking past a store and all of a sudden I get a coupon pushed to me that says, get 10% off of XYZ at the store right here. So that concept of physical immediacy. And with Dunkin' Donuts, the problem that they needed to solve was how do they convince people to come to their stores when there's other competitor stores around. And they, you know, very much focused on another big brand that we're all very familiar with that I wouldn't mention what they're called on the radio, but a big coffee provider. And then your typical convenience stores. So they looked at those two different buckets and they're like, how do I get somebody to come to Dunkin' Donuts versus one of those places to get this morning cup of coffee? And the way that they approached it, and again, this is working with our brain trust, is the geofencing of the different locations. So not only geofencing the Dunkin' Donuts, but also recognizing when is somebody going into those other locations so that they could incent them to come to the Dunkin' Donuts. And then because of our brain trust and our deep understanding of how consumers work and the different behaviors and the different shopping patterns, we're able to segment and look at what are consumers that are, you know, tried and true Dunkin' Donuts fans, go there on a regular basis, versus consumers that were hard and true, you know, competitor fans, versus that group of consumers that were just like, whatever, whoever I'm close to, that's where I'm going to go. Mm-hmm. During the course of the trial, and the trial is literally fencing the different locations, sending a different offer is primarily coupon or, you know, an incentive to go to the Dunkin' Donuts. During the course of the trial, what they really discovered was if somebody's tried and true competitive fan, that coupon wasn't going to pull them over. But if somebody was a fence dweller, if they're just like, oh, I'm just looking for the immediate solution to my problem, it's coffee, I don't really care where it comes from, that coupon made a huge difference. The ability to catch them at the moment of thinking about coffee, as opposed to interrupting, you know, when they're out doing soccer or something else, that immediacy and that integration to their existing purpose help to bring them over to Dunkin' Donuts. So there was a very clear benefit of Dunkin' Donuts approaching it in a more integrated fashion, approaching it from a, you know, where are you? What are you thinking about? What could I offer you that would incent you to come here? We saw a definite improvement and change in behavior because of that.
If I can interject for a moment, Tina, I mean, this fits in with something I'm doing. I'm looking more in my own research and work at the whole idea of mobile moments and the moment of mobile inspiration. So rather than say I am a brand fan, I think that it's down to actually need state plus sort of context that decides when I'm a brand fan. So I'm not a brand fan all the time, 24/7, but I am a brand fan when I'm in a certain need state. Okay, if you could follow me here.
And absolutely.
And what I hear you saying here is really interesting. I mean, I would be interested in knowing what is the trigger here, or what are you looking at as triggers that tell you I'm in this need state? Because if we accept that brand advocacy has mobile moments that can change me either way, so I'm not a diehard, what can you tell me about those triggers?
So that's where our YP Mobile Labs is just brilliant, because most of it, and we've all heard the term big data, it's like a way overused concept in marketing world, but the reality is there is tons of data that is captured about people's behaviors. And research shows that if I believe as the consumer that giving you my data is going to help you improve my life, I'm likely to share that. So think about how many people are wearing those wristbands that help them with working out and, you know, reaching their health goals. I think as a society, we're there where we realize my data helps me to get better context, better information. I'm going to go for it. And we have a lot of data about time of day, especially because of the mobile phones. There's things that, you know, like geography, time of day, behaviors, past behaviors, future behaviors, things that happen. So if you think about that moment of truth, that moment of immediacy, if we know it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon where you are, that you're obviously prowling around some type of a coffee-serving establishment, that is extremely targetable information that we can use to help serve something that, again, to the consumer, it isn't an interruption. It's actually like a reminder, like a helper, and makes them go, oh, I am looking for coffee. This is a great opportunity. I'm going to go take care of it. And I think it's to your point of, if I am a brand advocate, if I'm like, I'm going to get a, you know, fill in the blanks coffee, no matter what the cost, no matter what the time, no matter how far I have to drive, it's not going to change my behavior. But if I'm just like, I need caffeine because it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon and I have one more meeting and I'm going to die if I don't have caffeine, that sense of immediacy, that sense of, hey, I'm going to help you solve your problem, that's a huge benefit. That's not an interruption. That's not an invasion of my privacy. That's like a friend saying, hey, let me help you out here.
And considering how much I love coffee, that would be a much appreciated bit of
I think we're all there.
Not to mention the awesome donuts, but anyway.
So we do have to take our last break of the show. Listeners, don't go anywhere. Again, we have Tina from YP on the line. We'll be right.
My short traditional interruption before we go into the last section, because it's a fast one.
Yeah.
So just want to say that Shahab's going to bring you back, and we're just going to say, you know, hey, we've been talking about mobile, and there's so much for small business to do in mobile, so little time, so much to do. Where do they focus? How do they make the best use of their time, right? So that's what Shahab's going to bring you back with. And if you could just keep your bullet points not super short, because we do have time to fill, you know, 3-4 minutes can be quite a bit, but if you could just sort of roll through them, and maybe Shahab, you or I will just say, hey, you know, starting with number one, going to number two, just to organize them, that'll get us right straight through and into thanking. And when we thank you, Tina, you know, if you have webinars or something to mention you want to bring up that's coming up, you'll be going live next week. So, you know, also use the opportunity not just to tell you how to follow us on how to follow you on Twitter, but, you know, tell us what else we can do to really, you know, connect with YP, because that's what Small Biz will want to do after this. Okay?
Yep.
And that was it, Shahab.
Perfect.
We're ready to go in our last section.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
BubbleFast burst onto the e-commerce scene as a family-owned shipping supply provider back in 1999. The product line has grown, but Mark and Robin still own and operate BubbleFast as a family business. Being sellers themselves has taught them what online sellers need to safely and affordably deliver their products to their customers. BubbleFast is proud to be an active member of the community of online sellers. Mark and Robin sponsor seller meetup groups, share shipping tips and tricks through social media, and always love talking to customers and helping solve shipping challenges. Check out the website at bubblefast.com. Sign up for the Bubble Briefs newsletter to join the Bubble Fast family. Use promo code WMR to get a 5% discount, or call Mark and Robin at 877-599-7447. Happy shipping from Mark and Robin at Bubble Fast.
InternetMarketingNinjas.com is the online dojo of the highly trained and skilled Internet Marketing Ninjas. Disavow documents, reconsideration requests, Panda and Penguin penalties. Let our superior SEO ninjas confront all of your link-related issues. The Internet Marketing Ninjas are equipped to master any marketing exercise, content creation, authorship, link building, PPC, and more. Plus, build more buzz for your brand with our social media marketing strategy. Discover all that the Internet Marketing Ninjas can do for you. Visit the online dojo now at InternetMarketingNinjas.com.
Looking for a better way to get more traffic and interaction to your Facebook page? Imagine Facebook interactivity on your page like you've never seen. Introducing your new Facebook marketing fix, ZoSocial, the new and revolutionary way to easily manage and automate your Facebook contests and sweepstakes. Create a fun, easy-to-win contest by writing a simple Facebook post. Watch your post go more viral and generate loads of interaction. Track your traffic and generate email lists with ease. ZoSocial is mobile-friendly and complies with Facebook terms of service. Let ZoSocial give your Facebook page some flash today. Zoom over to ZoSocial.com.
Mobilizing your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
And we're back. Welcome back to Mobile Presence, presented by Skywire.com. I'm Shahab Zagari of Skywire.
And I'm Peggy Ann Saltz at Mobile Groove.
And again, we do have Tina on the line from YP, and she is Executive Director of Marketing. Now, we've been talking a lot about, mobile and how it's very, very important. If you could give us your top three best tips, what is the best use of a business's time to get up the curve really quickly?
So for a small business, there's three things that I'd recommend. Number one, use mobile. There's so many cool applications for small businesses nowadays that they can integrate into their day-to-day work. Whether they're using a Square payment system, they have an iPad that they're capturing their customers' repeat usage. Whatever it is, as a small business, they're usually actually leaders when it comes to embracing technology in their business function. And so this is one area that I recommend. Just use it for your business. The second thing, when you're looking at how to use mobile to grow your business, piggyback on the successes of other platforms. You don't have to go out and build an app for yourself. What you do need to do is to make sure that your business listing, that your information across all of the different platforms that consumers are accessing through their mobile apps, that they're accessing through their mobile devices, that your information is correct. So make sure that your business listing is correct everywhere, and make sure that you are piggybacking on other companies and other services that give you access to that mobile audience. And then the third thing is really something that the business has to own, which is that their website, their mobile presence, their presence should be mobile optimized. So consumers are looking at your website to decide, are they going to do business with you or not? It's part of your brand. It's part of who you represent yourself as. And that website needs to work on mobile site, on a mobile handset. So those are the three things. Use mobile, piggyback on every mobile site that there is out there. And number three, make sure that your website is mobile optimized.
I'm just trying to connect the dots here for a moment, Tina, and I'm thinking back to what we started with at the very beginning, where you were talking about, for example, what YP is doing to facilitate some of this, and also even a service that you mentioned briefly about how I do exactly that, you know, how I update myself everywhere, because the most important thing is having the updated information everywhere across all the different screens and all the different
yep.
media we interact with as people, because we have at least 20 screens in our day, not counting ATM machines, right?
Mm-hmm.
So tell me a little bit more about that.
So there's actually two things. The first thing that we do is we recommend and offer to all small businesses that they can have their listing on YP.com. They can own it. They can claim it. They can add content. They can upload photos. That's just our gift to small businesses. We think that they deserve to have the right information out there. The second thing that we have is it is actually a purchase product if they choose to upgrade to this, but we take their listing and we make sure that it's correct across all of the different platforms that consumers access. So we make sure it's correct on Facebook. We make sure it's correct on Google Maps. We make sure it's correct on Yelp. And again, you know, there is a cost there because that's a huge service, but when you think about the thousands of platforms that a small business's listing could be found on, this is a very, you know, inexpensive way to solve that problem and to make sure that consumers trying to connect with you actually make that connection.
Well, I do want to sadly say that we are coming to the end of the show. I want to remind our listeners to remember to check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/mobilepresence. And remember that new episodes of Mobile Presence air Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can check out our earlier episodes of the show by going to webmasterradio.fm on the website. You can also find our shows by searching Mobile Presence on iTunes, Stitcher, Zune, and iHeartRadio. And finally, you can stay connected by downloading the Webmaster Radio mobile app from the iTunes App Store or Google Play. Thanks again for joining us for Mobile Presence presented by Skywire.com. You know where to find the show. Now, how do they find more information about YP, Tina?
So if you're a small business, go to adsolutions.yp.com and, of course, claim your free listing, or you can go to yp.com. There's a little button at the top that says advertise with us, and come on over and visit us.
That's great. And Peggy, how can everybody get a hold of you?
Well, maybe I need that service, so then it would be updated everywhere. But no, you can catch me over at mobilegroove.com and on Twitter at Peggy Ann, PEGGYANNE. Other than that, of course, companion post to all of our shows, including some, I have to say, disclosure here, including some guest posts over at the YP blog, which has some great information about small biz.
Great. And our listeners can get a hold of me on Twitter at Shahab Zaghari, that's Zaghari. Don't forget to check out skywire.com. Thanks again for listening, and remember, every minute is mobile, so make every minute count. We'll see you next week.
This has been a presentation of WebmasterRadio.fm, the world's largest business-to-business radio and podcast network. We welcome you to sample past episodes of this program, as well as our complete library of programs, on demand or on the air via our 24/7 live audio stream at www.webmasterradio.fm. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.